Yomer Resh Lakish, Kol HaManiach Tefillin, Marvach Yomim, whoever does put on Tefillin, he'll have a long life. Shneim of the Pasuk says, Hashem Aleihem Yichyu, U'lechol Behen Chayei, Ruchi, V'sachalimeni, V'yachiyeni. So Rashi says it means, Oysam, Shneisam Aleihem, Shem Hashem, the Tefillin Yichyu, people that wear the Shem Hashem on them, without having Tefillin, they'll live long. So that's a school, Arichas Yomim, to have Tefillin, to wear Tefillin. Now the Mishnah says, HaSoles V'yashemen Ein Matvin Es Hayayin. When you have a Mincha, you're supposed to have Soles and Shemen, flour and oil, and when you bring the, like Rashi says, Shemincha's Nesachim, when you bring Nesachim, you have to bring a Mincha and Yayin also. So even though you don't have the Yayin, it's not Matvin to bring the Mincha. Is a makvinas yain shim heavy yain below self shemen minascha, or the opposite way. If you only have yain and you do not have the mincha, the self and the shemen, you can still bring the yain. And veloy ha yain makvin, and the wine is not makiv the mincha. That if you don't have yain, you can still bring the mincha, you can still bring the self and the shemen. Now ha matronois shall ha mizbech ha chitzain ein ma'akvois zu azu. One does not stop for you from bringing the other one. Rashi says, "Kagoyin dalad matana shachatis." By korban chatis, you have to make four zrikas on the four corners. And the mizbech hachitzayim is a mak v'zuazu shil lenos and alachas kiper. That by a chatis hachitzim we hold b'diyevad yotza the kapora with only one zrika. So even though you do not make all four zrikas, it's not makiv. As long as you made one zrika, b'diyevad you have your kapora. So the Gemara says, "Tana rabbonim." What's in a brace like this? The Pasuk says, "Uminchosom v'niskeyem." You should bring a mincha and the nesachim. Means the mincha with the yayin is heavy mincha v'yachakach heavy nesachim. You could bring your mincha first if you want, and then you could bring your nesachim tomorrow if you want. Rashi says, "Acharei vorim miyad v'yachra nesachim a mincha." After nesachim, you can bring the mincha. Rabbi Yoimer. Zevach uniskeim means habo zevach v'yachakach habo nesachim. The first you have to bring a korban, and then you have to bring the nesachim. In other words, according to Rebbe, right after the korban you bring the nesachim. Whereas according to the Tanakhama, after the zevach, after the korban, first you have to bring the mincha, and then you bring the nesachim, then you bring the yayin. Samora says, for Rebbe Nami Yehoksid, the pasuk says uminchosna v'niskeim, which is Mashmah, first bring the Mincha after the Zevach, and then first bring the Nesachim, the Yayin. So how could Rabbi say, right after the Korban, bring the Yayin? Samar says, no, Umi Boyi, that's what we need, L'minchosam v'niskeyem balaylo, or L'minchosam v'niskeyem afil l'mocha. There comes teach us that the Mincha and the Nesachim does not have to come with the Korban itself. Even though you bring the Korban by daytime, you can bring the Mincha and the Nesachim at nighttime, or if you want to even tomorrow. According to Rebbe, after the korban, first you bring the nesachim, the yayin, and then you bring the mincha. Fred Gemara of Rabbanin, Nam Yaksiz Zevach Nesachim. I, according to Rabbanin, the Pasuk says, after the korban, bring the nesachim. So how could Rabbanin say, no, after the korban, bring the mincha, then the nesachim? Samar says, Umi Boyelei Likidiziri. They held this Pasuk, we need for Ziri's halacha. The Yom Aziri, the Ziri says, Ein nesachim miskadishim ela b'shchitas hazevach. So when is the nesachim kodesh? When does that kodesh is a goof? Only after the shchitas hazevach. Meaning that the nesachim only has this kodesh after the korban. Re'lech nami lemaisa. What do you bring first after the korban? Avada, first you have to bring the mincha and then you bring the nesachim. So you come to teach us that the korban, the shchitas hakorban, that gives the kodesh to the nesachim. So the more of a Rebbe, nam in Berla likviziri. I, according to Rebbe Yossi, need this pasuk viziri zalacha. So maybe we do not know that the nesachim comes after the zevach. And Rabbanu nam in Berla lemechosav neskeim blayla mechosav neskeim mafilu lemacha. Because Rabbanu shos need for this type of a drachah zitzurashim mechosav neskeim to say like Rebbe says. It means teach us even the bytem even tomorrow. So what is the machloekis Rebbe in the Tanakhama? These pesukim could be dashed in both ways. So still we have to understand what is the machlokes, what is the tolium. So more explains like this. El rather hainu tamay the rabbon. What the time of the rabbonon is? You see the pasuk says oilo mincha. It says oilo, and then a mincha means right after the korban. The next thing is you have to bring the mincha before you bring the nesachim. For Rabbi Fred Gemara Nam Yerksev, the Pesach says, Oilu Mincha. So how does Rabbi not to say to bring the Sochem first? It says, O Mincha. Ela rather, Bevoyim ima zevot kuliyam oloi pligi de mincha v'yachkach nesachim. Everybody agrees, if you bring the korban and the mincha and the nesachim together, the yarin together, everybody agrees the seder is first the korban, then the mincha, then the nesachim. So the pasuk says, oylo mincha, it says first the korban, oylo and then the mincha. And the lady bring the nesachim. Ki pligi with o machlekes bevoyim befnei yatzmon, when they come by themselves. When you bring the mincha and the nesachim by itself, not the same day, not with the korban. Rabbon in Savri, mid the boim im hazevach, mincha v'yachrach nesachim, just like when they come all together. First comes the mincha after the korban, and then comes the nesachim. So if neyatz manami, the same way if you bring the mincha and the nesachim by itself, the same thing. Mincha, first comes the korban. Mincha, v'yachrach nesachim, then you bring the yayin. For Rabbi says no. Since you have to bring the korban, which is an achila, you bring a mincha, which is also called an achila. You finish everything with the achila, the korban and the mincha. When you bring the nesachim and the mincha by itself, then Rabbi holds the svari is nesachim adif, the nesachim is more important. Since by yayin, Levim said the shira by nesach hayayin, so that's a cheshivas to it. Therefore, if you bring in a mincha and the yayin, avada the niske yayin comes first, because of that Levim said the shira, that has a cheshivas to it, and then first you bring the mincha. Now the Mishnah says, Hamatonah shalom esbeach achitzan emak min zuezu. But this week is Saddam, that you bring by achatis achitzan, even though you're supposed to make four separate zuekas on the four corners, with one of them you make the mitzvah. Yavi kaparo. Tana rabbonin. Minayin harav no lechol anitonim al mizbech achitzain shenostim b'matona achas shekiper harav no this halochom that any zrika that's supposed to go on mizbech achitzain even though sometimes the mitzvah is to do four sometimes it's shtayim shemarbo how do we know that b'diavad if you only make one out of the four so you have the kaparo shenem the pasuk says v'dam zevachach yishofech al mizbeach Hashem lekecha v'dam zevachach lochol loshin yochid mash as long as you have one dam. Yishav Ram Zrech Hashem, your Yatza. So, but the Evid with one Zrika, you have your Kapar. Now the Mishnah says, Haporim, the Yoelim, the Hakvosim. So now the Gersim, the Assyrim, the Purim, the bulls you have to bring, the Elim and Isle is the rams, Bakvosim, the lambs. Eino Makvin Zezer. One is not Mak of the other, meaning if you only have one, you could bring it even though you can't bring the rest of them. I will see in the Gemara exactly which type of korbanos we're talking about. These are the korbanos that are brought that you have to bring on Chag HaShavuos. On Chag HaShavuos, there are two sugim of korbanos, two korbanos oila that you have to bring on the Chag HaShavuos. One are the oilas that are boys im shtei halechem, was excluding the shnei kvosim, which are really shal mitzibur. Besides the shnei hakvosim that are brought with the shtei halechem, which are shlomim, they're also oilas that are brought with the shtei halechem. Like it says in the Parshin Vayikra, v'ikravtom al halechem shivas kvosim. It says that on the shtei halechem you also have to bring seven kvosim, seven layers, but these are korban oilas. Or par ben boka echad, the pasuk says, v'yelim shnayim yil oil Hashem. This is the Parshin Vayikra, that these are the different type of korban oilas that have to be brought on shvuas l'kover the shtei halechem. And then there's also the Pasha of Musafim, that we'll see in the Gemara, that says in the Pasha is Pinchasim by Midbar, that there it says also the Graftum Leila, Purim B'nei Boka Shnayim, there for the Musaf, you have to bring two Purim, Ayel Echod, and Shiva Kvasim. So the Chiddush and Mishnah is that the Korban Oilus that you have to bring, which says in Vayikra, L'shem B'shtei Lechem, are not Makiv the Korban Oilus that you have to bring us Musaf, which are said in Pasha's Pinchas. That even you have one without the other, still you yotza. And who are din the oilas that are brought by the korban musaf also? They're not makfin elu as elu. If you don't have enough, you could bring as much as you have, like you're supposed to bring shnei parim, or yayil, or shiva kunosim. If you only have one par, one ayil, still you bring it. Kids, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, again, that the parim, v'elim, v'yakvosim, all these korban oilas that are supposed to be brought on shvuas, our ain matvin zeh. One is not a ma'ak on the other, even though you can't bring all of them, as much as you could bring, you should bring. Now Rabbi Shimon says, Im ho yulahem porim rubim. Let's say like the Bezdin had enough money to buy a lot of kabonis, that they have enough. But Lohoyulem Nesachim did not have enough money to buy the Nesachim that you need for each carbon. Like each carbon has to have a mincha and a yayin brought with it. That's the Nesachim of a carbon oilah, is to have the mincha with the yayin. So let's say they do not have enough money to buy the Nesachim for the Purim. So Rabbi Shimon holds, Yoviyu Parechad Nesachim. It's Kedar rather just to bring one par with its Nesachim. And v'loy yikrevu kulam b'loy nesachim, but do not bring a lot of karbonis if you can't afford to bring the nesachim with it. It's mutter to bring just one par with its mincha than rather bringing more parim without its nesachim. And the Gemara will learn out from the pasuk his halacha. So now the Gemara asks the question: Hani parim ukvosim deicha? Like, what is the Mishnah talking about? Which parim and which kvosim do you bring that the Mishnah said are not makiv zezeh? Silem, if you want to tell me the Chag, the Kabonis that are brought on Chag HaSukis, those Kabonis, Fred Gemor, Kemishpat, Kemishpatam, Ksivbu, says the word Kemishpatam, which Rashi says, which is Mashim Mikuva, that about all those Kabonis have to be brought. You can't bring one without the other. Over Yemarishan, yeah. Rashi Taisa says, Over Yemarishan, the word Ksiv, Kemishpat, Ksiv by you, it says the word year released. So the kids of the Kabonis you have to bring on Shavuos or on Sukkis, Pshita, those are Makiv Zezir. So Elam, if you want to, Samara says, Ela de Rosh Chodesh, it must mean the Kabonis that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, Viyatzeris, and the Kabonis that are brought on Shavuos, the Chumash HaPikudim. That it talks about in the Chumash HaPikudim, that it talks about in Bamidbar, which is by the Pasha of Musafim. Samara says, if so, let's see, Elam de Echo. Which Elim, which rams are we talking about? Idahanu, if we're talking about the Elim that it says in Pasha Sapikudim in Bamidbar, Ayel, the Ayelu, it only says to bring one Ayel. By the Musafim of Shavuos, it says over there, Purim b'nei Boker Shnayim Ayel Echad. You only have to bring one Ayel. So what does the Mishnah mean to say? That's the Elim. There's no two Elim in the Chumash Sapikudim. Idiatzeris, if it means about the Kabonis of Shavuos itself, of the Atzeres, the Teres Kanim, that talks about in Vayikra, is so over there, Havaya Ksevhu. Over there it says the word Havaya, which is Masmali Kuvra. So Taka, in the Pashas of Vayikra, when it says the Kabonis that are brought with the Shtei Halechim, there it says Lashon of Yiyu, which will be Masmali Kuvra. And there Taka it says Shnei Elim. Vakopon, Masmali Aftef too, you can't have one without the other one. So what does the Mishnah mean to say that the Elim are not Matfin Zuazu? Alright, turn over.